Well, 25 years ago, we had the idea of starting the foundation with the goal of encouraging, assisting, and motivating young men and women of color to pursue their education beyond high school. And we do that two ways. One, by providing financial assistance, but the other is by requiring our grant recipients, we call them paid scholars, to work with young children kindergarten through eighth grade, specifically in the area of education.
And they transform lives, they've saved lives. I mean, these young people just testify that they wouldn't have made it without the PACE Foundation, and not only do they get the help to achieve their dreams, but they also learn to give back to other kids that are coming up.
Those scholars have done just wonderful work, changing the future from what it might otherwise have been.
He's committed to making a difference in his community, and he's doing that. 5,000 young people now have an opportunity to make a bigger difference in their communities because they have the education that's provided through the Page Foundation.
He's a type of success that he's probably even been more successful off the field, and what he's been able to accomplish not only in his career but in events like this to raise money for his foundations as well.
Judge Page was a great football player for us for many, many years, but bigger than that, he's had an incredible impact on the community, not only from the bench, but with his foundation.
What he's done over the last 25 years through the Page Education Foundation, it's had a tremendous impact, not only here in Minnesota, but I really think throughout our country.
He's been such an inspiration to so many people off the field, too, with his success, obviously, in the state Supreme Court as a justice, but also with his Page Foundation. And he was a member of the NFL Charities Board for several years, and his Page Foundation has made a great difference here in the Minnesota area in helping give people a better education, a better opportunity. So we're proud to be a part of that.
It is important for people like me to do what I can do to make this world a better place, and to have the support of the Vikings, the support of the NFL, to have their backing. It's critical to what we do.
The rest of his life is giving that back to the community and using that prestige that he has and going to classrooms to read to elementary school kids without any cameras around, just giving back as he can and being a role model for young people.
Well, he's a great example, not only for potential young players that we're bringing into our organization, but I think he's a great example for the whole league. And not only has he shown that you can have a Hall of Fame type career on the field, but you can have a Hall of Fame career off the field as well.
I think one of the best examples Alan set was that he started preparing for life after football while he was playing. He was going to law school preparing for his next career, and I think that's a great lesson for our players, is that they need to start thinking about that transition out of football even while their career is going on.
I think for every player in our league, both past and present, to see what Alan has done will inspire a number of players to want to give back to their community as well and really help, because the pedestal that we've been provided, the status that we have as pro players and coaches, is unique, and it gives us a chance to really impact lives, and that's what Alan has been doing.
It draws more visibility in ways that maybe I couldn't alone, but that visibility helps us do what we do.
I tell players all the time, I have one jersey on my wall in my office, and it's Judge Page's. And because not only was he a defensive player of the year and a Hall of Famer and a lawyer and a judge, but basically what he's done from a philanthropic standpoint. So he's an incredible man, and like I said, I'm just happy that he's part of the Vikings family.
Ultimately, when you see some of our former scholars, and as I say, there are over 5,000 of them, all of them who have been heroes for young children. I just think that it's so important, the support that people have shown, that we couldn't have done this without them. And so thank you, thank you, thank you.